Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I am speaking with Ronald Miller. Ron is the second ever membership award winner for the Renewable Fuels Association. And Ron, why don't we just start by you telling me a little bit about your background, especially with RFA.
Okay, well, I entered the ethanol industry in 1981, fresh out of the oil industry, and a company called Pekin Energy Company. And we decided, along with a couple of other companies, to form a Renewable Fuels Association. So it was kind of the first meeting around a coffee table, so to speak, and three member companies and one president, one staffer. So it was kind of very humble beginnings, but I was fortunate to be part of that and have watched the industry go for the last 30 years. And, when we started out, we were a couple hundred million gallons. We were sort of a little gnat flying around the room. Today we're about 10% of the gasoline gallon, and it's really grown to a huge business. All you have to do is look around the conference here and see 1,400 people. When maybe the first conference we had, I think maybe had 200. So you can see how it's really, really grown. So it's been a great ride, and I think the best years are still ahead of us as we move on with the renewable standard toward 36 billion gallons by 2022.
So what are you doing these days, Ron?
Well, I'm got a firm, Prisma Advisors, and we're working with primarily on the advanced biofuels side, but with a lot of startup companies. It's a little bit of deja vu after having started up Pekin Energy and seeing some of these new technologies, new companies, and I think it's very complementary to what we're doing. And so we're working with a wide range of folks from seaweed to ethanol to sorghum to waste material, municipal solid waste. So it's fun looking at all the technology and all the possibilities out there. And I think ultimately we're going to see several different technologies being utilized as we move this thing forward.
Well, as this being the 30th anniversary, it was interesting when Bob did his speech that he had a memo from the very 1981.
Right.
And it sounded like it could have been written today.
Yep.
Really, it looks like we're facing some of the same problems, and yet we've come so far in the industry. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it is interesting because I was there when Dave Hallberg wrote that first memo, and when he started mentioning it, I said, boy, it sounds familiar. And sure enough, it was from 1981. And, we've grown a lot, but the problems are still the same. They might be a little different in the way they're looked at. But the challenges of trying to continue to grow the industry, survive, and move forward. We're much bigger today, but we're still a minority player in the energy game. And so all those challenges we have to get into energy is important. And for America, it's important. We've always looked at ethanol kind of from a three-legged stool: energy security. That's how I got involved with it, because the two embargoes in the 1970s, we've probably forgotten about those, although with the events now in the Middle East, that may be back on our forefront. Certainly environmental protection has been a key issue for us, particularly starting in the 90s with the Oxy programs. And then, of course, the economic impact of ethanol, particularly in the Midwest. And I think with some of these new technologies, we'll see that economic impact kind of spread out across the rest of the country. So, energy, environment, and economic security are real important, and those are the problems we had in 1981. We still got them today.
But it's been a fun ride, huh?
Oh, it's been a fantastic ride. I pinch myself at times to try to, how was I so fortunate to get into this industry? I remember because of the embargoes, Texaco decided to enter the ethanol business in a joint venture, and I remember my oil buddies saying, well, it's about a three-year deal because we don't think ethanol is going to be around that long. And I kind of looked at it initially as another opportunity, and I was going to move on to something else, and I've been able to spend my life in it. And, I can walk away from it thinking, I've done something. There's something about taking a renewable resource and turning it into energy. It's a very sustainable product, very sustainable industry, and it just makes you feel good about being part of that.
Very good. Thank you very much, Ron Miller. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.